America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We do tiers every Tuesday. We have not done NFL tiers in a while. We gave you NBA tiers on NBA opening night. We gave you candy tiers last week leading up to Halloween. Very, very popular.
Yeah,
if you missed
was.
Any of that, People Odyssey app, it. You can go back and check it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
But today, let's get back into the NFL.
All right, so as of right now, these are going to be the tiers, but it's fluid. So if we want to add or subtract tiers, we can as it goes. But right now, I have five written down. Let's start from the bottom up.
Okay.
So right now, the bottom tier is the Mayo Grown.
Ew.
That is rough stuff. You hear that? That is a bad team.
Yep.
The tier right above that is I'm Shooketh.
I'm Shooketh.
Okay. These are teams, they're head spinning a little bit. Think of the, is it the Squidward meme? Which the, no, it's not, it's the
Patrick?
Patrick meme, where it's just like whoa. Like,
Christian Gonzalez gets that right.
Shooketh. Yeah, he would, he's his favorite character.
His favorite character, SpongeBob, his favorite show, yeah.
Frisky, third one. There are a lot of good Frisky teams in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Tier above Frisky would be Just a Bit Outside.
Just a Bit Outside.
Uh-huh. And then the top tier, the real Super Bowl contenders, in honor of our friends at D'Angelo's, is going to be the D'Angelo Subs tier. Oh, yeah. It feels pretty good, if you ask me.
Tastes even better.
Feels pretty great.
Feels good, but it tastes real nice.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the top tier.
All right, so Billy Lane's going to throw teams at us, then we are going to tier them. You and I will debate it, and then if we have to, Billy can break the tie. Okay. So here we go. Billy, what do we got?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 7-2.
Buffalo Bills? You want to put them up in the subs?
I think you know what it is.
Yeah.
I think you know what time. They've won four in a row. They're 7-2. Put them up there.
Feels pretty good to be a Bills fan.
It does.
Right now.
I mean, 2 weeks from now.
They'll have a crushing loss at some point, probably in the playoffs.
Definitely in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
But probably in 2 weeks against the Chiefs, I'd imagine.
That's true.
Will be a crush. But for right now?
Right now, they're playing well.
I mean, they can't be. Are they just a bit outside? They can't be.
No, they're just a bit inside. Wait, huh? Yeah, let's go. Let's keep them number one. Let's leave that alone. Dump that.
Election day? No. More like erection day.
That can't be allowed.
It's a big day out there, Keith.
A huge day. Well, average size day. I've been told.
Just call my buddy Dale.
All right, Miami Dolphins 2-6.
Miami Dolphins. They got Tua back.
Ew.
Are they? No, they're not Mayo grown.
I'm with Nick on this. Where I want to hear you say. Where
I wonder now that Tua's back, could they be frisky?
No.
Could they be a little?
They've lost two straight with
Tua
back.
They almost beat a D'Angelo Subs team.
Okay,
they were playing neck and neck with them.
What did they do? They.
They lost to
him.
Yeah,
they lost.
No, they lost the game, but they're just Tua's just getting his head straight. He's getting the cobwebs are clear.
Is there any guarantee that he's going to be out there? They lost to Arizona the week before.
Arizona's a good club. They
with
might be
Tua.
Frisky. Yeah.
They might be
Kyler
frisky.
Might be frisky. You don't think they're shooketh the Dolphins?
I want to put them where Nick wants to.
I think they're
just grown tier.
Well, where does Billy want to put them?
I want to say shooketh.
I'm shooketh.
Shooketh. Okay,
shooketh.
Fine. Shooketh.
They're shooketh. They're wait till the Mayo grown tier fills out. I think the Dolphins are better. Maybe not.
Okay, let's see.
I'm shooketh.
Oh, put him there. That's me.
That's my actually Mike McDaniel after the game. They ask him, how are you feeling about the team?
That's his answer. He's been exposed. We've been talking about that for weeks on this show. He's been exposed.
Yeah, he has.
2-7 Patriots.
Ew.
Yeah, that's
a no-brainer.
Even a debate,
they suck out loud.
Do we want to put a tier below that? That's really the only question. They are
kick the extra point. Put them in the bottom tier.
They are currently drafting first in the NFL.
They are so the worst team in the NFL.
Absolutely, where they belong.
All accounts.
Yeah. Grown.
Jets at 3-6.
Eesh. Jets suck. Mayo grown.
Grown.
Yeah. Mayo grown.
I mean, they at least won recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mayo grown.
Yeah, they won this past week. They are 3-6. They do have a better record than everybody else.
But they stink.
They beat the Texans, though. Should we bump them up one then?
They lost to the Patriots.
They did lose to the Patriots. I'm very confused. I don't know how to feel about them. But right now, we have them below the Dolphins. Are they worse than the Dolphins in your mind?
No.
Or are they kind of maybe the
that's
same?
That's a good point.
Let's move them to Shooketh. And I think also in the theme of the tiers.
Nice. Yeah, the subs are here.
Yeah, drop those off, Brian. Good stuff.
And we'll have more after this.
Yeah.
No, I think they probably have to be Shooketh because they had really high expectations. They fired their coach. They
Shooketh. Shooketh, okay. But in Beckett, arrow down next to him.
Arrow down.
Shooketh.
All right, we talked him up.
Yeah, right. Down. To the AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 6-3.
Oh, where do you go with the Ravens?
So they lost to Washington 2 weeks ago. They won last week.
They lost to Cleveland.
I'm sorry,
to Jameis Winston.
Not Washington, I'm sorry.
And then they blew doors on the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I would.
I think they're just a bit outside.
Okay,
a bit outside.
I would argue D'Angelo's subs. Maybe it's because they just walked into the room. I would still argue that they had their hiccup.
Bias.
It is big time.
They had their hiccup against Cleveland, but let's go with just a bit outside. Let's see that.
Cleveland's through. A weird loss.
Just a bit outside.
All right, just a bit outside.
4-5, Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they're frisky.
I would put them back in frisky.
I think they have to be frisky. Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns. That's not a team that you want to face.
They get Baltimore on Thursday, right? That's the game.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Do they make the playoffs? The Bengals.
I'm still going to say no. Let me check their win total.
I say yes.
But I'm going to say no on that.
Right now, they are the 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The two teams directly above them are the Colts and Broncos. So I say yes.
Yeah, well, when you say it that way, they might be. But okay.
But regardless.
Frisky's right.
They
That's
are
right
frisky. They are definitely frisky.
They don't deserve more than that at this time.
Moose Soup and everything. Oh, sorry, Billy. Just looking at the Twitch chat. Moose Soup and everything. Bengals could definitely get a wild card spot. I would agree.
They definitely could. I mean,
they will.
Their over under win total is 8.5.
Definitely will.
8.5.
I'll take the over on that too.
Well, go ahead and take it.
I like the Bengals.
Frisky.
They are real frisky.
2-7 Cleveland Browns.
That's got to be
they're grown.
Mayo grown.
They're old. They
beat Baltimore.
I was going to say, in odd Patriots fashion, they beat a good team, but they stink.
They
Jameis Winston came crashing back down to earth.
And then some.
Mayo grown.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 6-2.
I want to say they're just a bit outside.
I'll give you that.
And I'll
give you that.
Just a bit outside.
I think there's a chance they make a big move today.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know who would have it for you first? This show.
Well, unless it happens after 2 o'clock. But yes, if it happens.
No, this. Right.
If it happens between 10 and 2,
yep.
And not like right at the deadline after we get off the air, Billy will have it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think the Steelers are trading for a receiver today. They've been linked to DK Metcalf. Like if
DK Metcalf gets
if
traded.
If Seattle's going to move someone like that.
The Patriots should be adding DK Metcalf.
JSN was great. Yes, that's why the Patriots should be listening and buying. I think Pittsburgh's at least going to add someone Adam Thielen-ish, and they may aim a lot. I think they're going to make a big move. I would put them on just a bit outside.
Okay. Well, I got them there. I like that.
To the AFC South, Houston Texans, 6-3.
I don't know.
No.
Kind of, Nick.
No.
Listen.
They lost to the Jets.
They lost to the Jets.
Yep.
CJ Stroud has had a bad year.
Uh-huh. They're
going to call it a bad year.
He has not
subpar.
He has not been up to my expectations for sure.
Their receivers
he had a bad
are dropping
game
like flies.
On Thursdays. He had a bad year. No, but Nico's about to come back.
I think based on expectations.
I think Collins is supposed
year.
To play this week. I mean, they lost Diggs, but if Collins is back, no harm, no foul.
Like they're in a horrible division, so they're fine.
So
but
they're just a bit outside.
Eesh, you like them more than I do, but I don't even know if they're frisky because at this point, I think they either have to be just a bit outside or shooketh.
Yeah, because
they're not frisky.
Yeah, but they lost a game.
They lost 3 games.
No. But I'm saying that like the Jets game is the one that shakes you to the core.
Yeah, but they're a horrible. But they've lost 2 out of their last 3. They barely beat the Colts in the middle. I like a lot of teams in the AFC more than them. I would even say currently on the just a bit outside tier, you have the Ravens and the Steelers. I like both better. Also,
Like Houston better. I like Pittsburgh, but I like Houston better.
They barely
Pittsburgh.
Beat the Colts in a game where Anthony Richardson was 2-for-15 to start the day.
I got it. I mean, they barely beat anyone, in fairness. They
if
don't blow
was,
anybody out.
A win in your in game between Houston and Cincinnati, who would you pick?
Houston.
I'd pick Cincinnati.
Okay.
All right.
So where are we putting them?
Just about outside.
Just
for now.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Just
okay. Good. I'm not gonna slug you in the gut over them.
I think that's the right place to put.
Yeah, that's okay.
I would pick them against Cincinnati. I'd pick them against Pittsburgh in a winner take all game.
Mm.
Indianapolis Colts 4-5.
I'm shook it.
Yeah, they probably have to go down there.
Like
they should be frisky. But
if you asked me last week before Flacco dumped his pants, I would have said frisky for sure. I'm a little nervous about that now.
I'd be shooketh. Yeah, they're not frisky enough for me.
Flacco can hoop, but he didn't last week. So.
Yeah, you put him anywhere. Guy can ball.
Shooketh.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-7.
Mayo grown. They're horrible. That's a bad outfit.
Peterson doesn't survive the year.
Grown. No. Next coach fired.
Yeah.
2-6 Titans.
Grown.
Oh. Saw that firsthand. What a mess.
They're so much more physical and like so much tougher than the Patriots. But, so like they're grown tier, maybe arrow up?
Grown tier up. They just had a big win, but it's only their second win of the year.
Yeah. No,
they also, when we did the exercise last week, we always do during our four-pack or Friday questions, what player off the opponent would you want on the Patriots? And we're like, oh.
That's hard.
Like, I guess.
Real difficult.
Ridley.
After watching, wouldn't we all say Simmons? He was awesome
Simmons.
In that game.
Simmons probably the answer, but like, no.
Okay.
To the West, Denver Broncos, 5-4.
I still think they're frisky. I think every week we put them frisky, but
so
I think they're frisky.
They just got their pants pulled down and shamed on television against the Ravens. Yeah. Like, they got smoked. But you know me, I'm not going to vote against Bo Nix. So they still have a winning record. I think they're frisky enough. Their defense was horrible last week, but overall, the defense has been good. And
and the Ravens' offense is really good. So if you're going to have a hiccup, like, it makes sense. You expect them not to give up 41 points.
I like them. I'll put them frisky.
Frisky.
All right. Okay.
8-0 Chiefs.
There you go. Top D'Angelo subs.
That's D'Angelo sub.
They might even need to be a tier above that, if it's possible.
Undefeated tier?
Undefeated? You want to put it above D'Angelo subs? It's kind of a slap in the face of the
it is.
Delicious
subs. Especially on a Tuesday
can't
of all days.
It.
Yeah, let's keep on it.
I can't do it.
I can't.
Next week, we can put him in an undefeated tier.
Next week, different tier. Still a D'Angelo's Tuesday, but yes.
2-7 Las Vegas Raiders.
What about the undefeated tier brought to you by D'Angelo's? And then the second tier down is all just D'Angelo subs. Or the number 9.
I like it. Yeah, or something like that.
What was the team?
Vegas is a grown.
Okay, Vegas.
They're terrible.
Yeah, 2-7 Raiders.
They've lost 5 in a row. Again, I think you said this the other day, Keith. That's a team with nothing on it.
No, that would be the worst
what
do you
mean? Play. They just hired Norv Turner.
Correct.
Did they?
Norv Turner?
I think his kid's on the staff. They brought him in to help.
No, I know his kid was there. They brought in Norv Turner?
Yeah.
What's Norv short for?
Norvert.
Norvert?
Yeah.
You think his name is Norvert?
Yeah. Like Daddy Murphy movie.
No, you're thinking of
Norbit?
Norville.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
say.
His name
is Norville.
His name is Norville?
Like Mike Norvell, the coach at FSU?
Norville Turner. Yeah, dude, don't sleep on Norbit. Norbit had some good stuff.
That's what I was
good physical comedy.
That's what I was trying to say.
Eddie Murphy put the suit on. They can't hear us now.
Oh, good. It's a good time for the tears. Okay.
Can anybody hear us? Or is this just sort of like, this goes out for everybody?
Yeah, so what do we do with this? We keep going with the tears?
I have no idea. Can you? I can't hear Nick. Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear Nick? Oh, wow. Okay. So anyway, Vegas is a bottom tier team with Norvert there. Norvit. They are a growing tier. Who do we have left in that division? One more, right, Billy?
LA Chargers, 5-3.
Are they frisky or are they just a bit outside?
All right. So they just had, they've won 2 in a row. So that's going to get you at least to frisky. Saints Browns, though. Nothing to get excited about. Here are the wins. Here are the Chargers' wins.
Give them to me.
Raiders, Panthers, Broncos, Saints, Browns. Not a good one to be had.
Nope.
And the three losses.
They lost to the Chiefs. We talked about that earlier. Who
Steelers,
else?
Cardinals.
Yeah, so you can't put them just a bit outside. They got to be frisky.
And they got the Titans this week. Yeah. So they're going to have like six like not.
So we
got
to remember, until they beat a real team, they can't graduate from frisky.
I agree.
But they're frisky in the meantime, and I like that they're having Herbert sling it.
Yep. All right.
I do like that.
Very good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, 5-3.
Shooketh.
Has to be.
I got
to
be sure. I'm
shooketh.
They might be the definition of shooketh. Without, now Dak Prescott's out.
I was just going to say, without Dak.
He says the team sucks.
You don't want to put him on the groan tier.
Oh. No, I think they're still. They have enough wins to be shooketh. Above that.
Let's stay
Cooper Rush for a month and CeeDee Lamb is hurt.
Yeah, if it's
they get Jonathan Mingo.
If it's Lamb, come talk to me.
Dude, they got the Mingo deal done.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I think they have to be shooketh.
It's a good spot for him.
But
let's do that.
The definition of shooketh.
Yeah.
Giants at 2-7.
Are they Mayo grown?
I think they have to be.
They're pretty bad.
I think their defense is good, but they've lost four in a row.
They're trying.
Daniel Jones stinks. Daboll might be the offensive coordinator here soon, which I know you want, Keith.
Yep.
Mayo grown. That's the right spot for him.
Eagles, 6-2.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah,
unless you want to put them
just a bit outside.
I'm not there yet.
They've won four in a row.
They have. They've turned it around.
And they've started giving the ball to Saquon Barkley.
They were shooketh probably at one point.
They're winning in spite of Sirianni, though.
Yeah,
Sirianni's
for sure.
He's a moron.
Yeah, but okay.
All right, but I got them just a bit outside.
Okay, so you want, but what are they? They're a team that in a week or two we could have on the top tier, but I agree. Just a bit outside is good for them right now. They've won four in a row.
Yeah, four in a row is nothing to sneeze at. You got Saquon Barkley doing reverse hurdles over guys,
which don't. Don't bing that on a
win. Don't try that at home either.
No.
They go Cowboys, Commanders, Rams, their next three games. So if they smack around the Cowboys.
That's a tough schedule. Not the Cowboys so much, but Commanders, Rams.
It's a good game.
I mean, you'll see. Rams are playing well. We'll get to them.
And then the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Eagles got some games.
Okay, well, in a month, we might have them on the top tier.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders, 7-2.
Say it.
D'Angelo Suggs. That's a good squad you got there. No,
I would say just a bit outside, but you're willing to go there?
I would.
Can I look at their wins?
Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Okay, Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns, Panthers, Bears, Giants.
Okay, a lot of good ones there.
Losses, Ravens, and Bucks.
Well, Bucks was week one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then they've kind of moved on since then. They've graduated since then. But, like, some of their wins, it's not like they're eking by, like, right? Even, like, when the Texans were winning games, they were, like, barely beating teams. Like, the Commanders have some blowouts on their resume.
Keep an eye on their defense. I think their defense is actually pretty good as well.
You want to move them down one? You want to put them just a bit outside?
That's where I would have them, but if you want to go to D'Angelo's tier, let's do it.
What do you think, Billy? Jaden Daniels and the Commanders?
You know, let's D'Angelo's them.
D'Angelo's them. Get up there.
They're playing well.
I like Jaden Daniels. It is a tough matchup this week against Pittsburgh. Yeah, let's see it.
Oh, it's good.
The NFC North, the Chicago Bears at 4-4.
Are they frisky?
Shooketh.
Are they frisky or are they shooketh?
I mean,
they've lost two in a row.
No, I know they have. They're going the wrong way.
I'm okay with frisky.
Their coach sucks.
So bad.
They should probably be. Is there some sort of coach tier that we could create? Maybe. Well, no, because Sirianni, they're winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we got to go back and like put Mayo there.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. It's too much rework.
They've beaten the Titans, the Rams when they were injured, the Panthers, and the Jaguars. Their losses are to the Texans, Colts, Commanders, Cardinals. So,
Now
they might be shooketh then,
but how are they any different than the Chargers?
Wants out.
They beat the bad teams
on the hot seat.
They beat the bad teams and lose to the good teams.
But they've also lost back to back games.
Yep.
So they're trending in the wrong direction. The Chargers are going the other way, and the Chargers do have a winning record. They're 500.
So you want to do shooketh?
I think the Bears are shooketh.
Okay, Billy, you want to break the tie? I'd say frisky.
I'm cool with shooketh.
Okay, shooketh. Let's
shooketh it is.
Detroit Lions 7-1.
Awesome,
D'Angelo's.
Wow, they are good. We might get that Eminem versus Taylor Swift Super Bowl this year. No, that's what people wanted last year. It came up just short. It might be.
We might be getting that. No, that's. I mean, they're
awesome.
I think they're. I would not pick them to win the Super Bowl. They're playing the best football out of any team right now. Like they're playing better than Kansas City. I wouldn't pick them on a neutral field in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, but they're better than or they're playing better.
I don't know if he leaves, and who knows what kind of head coach he'll be. But isn't Ben Johnson the number one candidate next year?
Easily.
And not even close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pack is at 6-3.
So I would say just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
You think worse?
No, I'm thinking about frisky for them, but I think they probably belong on just a bit outside. Jordan Love looked so bad last week.
He did.
And now he's been hurt twice this year. I want to give him credit for playing through an injury.
Yeah.
That's probably the right spot for him. They lost to Detroit, like no harm, no foul. They weren't home and they were non-competitive, but yeah, just a bit outside.
Their three losses, by the way, are
Philly,
Eagles, Minnesota, Detroit.
Three
stud teams.
Yeah.
And they did beat the Texans and then, you know, Cardinals and Rams and a couple other bad teams. But, like, I think they're good. They're probably as advertised because I was really high on them. I thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl this
me
year.
Too.
But they are like just a notch below that.
Me too, meaning I was high on them as well. Yeah. I had Detroit coming out of the NFC. Okay, who's last in that division?
The Vikings, 6-2.
Just a bit outside.
Okay.
You want to go higher?
Just a bit outside.
No, I think there should be a separation between the Lions and those other two teams, but they're good. I like the Vikings.
I also think with Sam Darnold, it's like, how much can you really believe?
God could spin it.
You got to give him credit for what they're doing, but how much can you really believe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving on.
To the NFC South, Atlanta Falcons, 6-3.
Just a bit outside. That's going to be a crowded tier.
They are just a bit outside.
That's the right spot.
Knocking on that door.
I like that team.
Kirk Cousins is playing better.
I like that team a lot. Let's see what's going on with Drake London, but I like that team.
Yep. Panthers, 2-7.
They are a Mayo groan.
That's a groan.
One of the worst teams in football history.
You think they start Bryce Young this week?
They should.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay,
they just won.
Saints at 2-7.
Got to be there. They just lost that toilet bowl. It was literally the AFC and NFC each had, these are the worst teams.
Pats, Titans, Saints, Panthers, just the worst of the worst.
And even the winner stays in the bottom tier. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, we true. Won! It's like, okay, it doesn't
that's
matter.
True. Even the worst, that's still, that's a whole, that's basically the whole tier.
That's
those games last weekend. Yeah, Mayo groan for Carolina.
Who what else? Is the London game this week? Is it?
Carolina and the Giants.
Giants,
so
Panthers.
Two bottom tier teams again. The winner
Carolina
does
could
not
win,
emerge.
Carolina could win two in a row and not get out of
stay
that tier.
There.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4-5.
I think you got to go frisky with them. They just played an overtime game with the Bucs. They got the two receivers are hurt. But their record, I can't put them just a bit outside.
He was afraid I was going to put him shooketh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would. I understand what's going on.
I was thinking about hitting the shooketh.
Okay, the second they get...
But they're not
I'm shooketh. Not shooketh because, right, they're going to get Mike Evans back and they're going to be fine. So frisky's the right spot for them. I agree with that.
They've lost three in a row, which... would be concerning to most, but it's Chiefs, Falcons, Ravens, who
Chiefs,
we all kind of like.
And they lost Godwin and Evans in that
stretch. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. And they actually beat Detroit earlier this year.
Mayfield,
they're
the
only
way,
team that beat Detroit.
Mayfield looks awesome.
Dude, he is awesome.
So, but like, he's in the MVP discussion, awesome.
Hell yeah.
Like, he's been great.
I was like 4 years too early. I never,
just early.
Yep, that's right. That's right. All right, last division.
NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, 5-4.
That is a frisky team, if there ever was one.
So I was a big believer in them early in the year. Then we downgraded them. I think frisky's right.
Yeah.
I can't put them just a bit outside, but no. they've won three in a row. They're playing well.
Because I feel like just a bit outside teams should be almost locks for the playoffs.
Correct.
And
this team could still finish 7-9.
Definitely.
Or whatever, 7-10.
4-4, LA Rams.
See, I think they're frisky, too.
I also think they're frisky. Yeah. Now that this is what Tampa's like.
Yeah.
They got back Cooper Kupp. They got back Puka Nacua before he got ejected.
He threw a punch.
And they look like a totally different team. This is what Tampa will look like when they get Evans back. So Rams frisky is right.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers also 4-4.
I'm shook.
It feels weird to put them frisky.
Yeah, so they beat the Cowboys, lost to the Chiefs, beat the Seahawks, lost to the Cardinals, beat the Patriots, lost to the Rams and Vikings, and beat the Jets.
They're getting McCaffrey back. Like if you,
yeah, they might get this weekend. Just in time to go up against them.
If you ask me where I believe they are, this is not what they've earned, but if you ask me where I believe they are, I believe they're just a bit outside. They haven't earned that, though, so they're probably frisky.
All right, I would agree. Frisky.
All right, last one, the Seattle Seahawks, 4-5.
Shooketh. I feel strongly about this. They're shooketh.
Yeah, they fell apart.
Shooketh.
They've lost 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
They started 3-0. You go, oh, what's going on there? Yep. New offensive coordinator, new coach. They should be shooketh.
All right, so our tier Tuesday following week 9 in the NFL, top tier, D'Angelo subs. We have Bills, Chiefs, Commanders, Lions.
Nice. Okay, good.
I like it.
I thought we had more there. Good.
Just a bit outside, Ravens, Steelers, Texans, Eagles, Packers, Vikings, Falcons.
Okay.
Frisky. Bengals, Broncos, Chargers, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, Niners.
Okay, that's another 7.
Shooketh, Dolphins, Jets, Colts, Cowboys, Bears, Seahawks.
Okay.
And the Mayo groan, Pats, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Panthers, Saints.
So that's the biggest tier.
It's the most teams are in the Mayo
groan. I wanted to put more teams.
No, I know.
I wanted to put the Jets and Dolphins down.
But that's why it's...
Yeah, no,
so many...
you were right. You were right to put those other teams in shooketh.
Yes.
Now that we've done the exercise, you were right. I was wrong.
Okay.
You're smart.
Takes a big man.
I'm dumb. You're pretty. I'm not very good looking. you were right about that.
You
can't have 10 teams in that bottom groan tier.
No, but it's what's crazy is if like one of those bad teams wins a couple games, you go from like the first pick to the 10th pick.
Yep.
Because they're all clogged up together.
That
right now.
Legitimately happened with the Jets last week.
Yep.
They went from 4 to 10 with one win. Okay. There you go. Tier Tuesday. Each and every week here on Jones and Keith.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com